1, 2, 3, 4.
Hello, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1.
Welcome to Soul Sisters with me, Georgie Crawford.
And me, Claire Solan.
This is the podcast that guarantees plenty of laughs and lovely white smiles with thanks to our favourite toothpaste brand and product, Colgate Max White Ultra. We love this partnership because we have seen the results and Colgate Max White Ultra really does whiten your teeth in just 3 days. Colgate Max White Ultra is available in Dunnes, Tesco, Super Value and pharmacies nationwide. I have to say, Claire, there is nothing like cleaning your teeth with Colgate Max White Ultra when you're about to record an episode of Soul Sisters. Do you want to hear a review straight from their website?
Yes, I do.
So somebody said, this is the most interesting toothpaste I've ever used. You can feel the foam bubbling and frothing as you brush, making it really tingly, but in a fun way. It promises whiter teeth in just 3 days, and I could definitely see a visible difference after the first use, and it leaves you more confident with your smile.
All right, Soul Sisters, there's the bar. We want your feedback, and it has to be as interesting as that review. Have you tried Colgate Max White Ultra? And if so, how did it make you feel? And more importantly, how did it make you look?
I love hearing the stories of people using it in Australia, America, Dubai. So wherever you are in the world, send us in your feedback on Colgate Max White Ultra, and I might be sending you something very special in the post. It's a new season of Soul Sisters. We have had, I would say, a very busy start to the year. I don't know much about what's been going on in your life. We're like real radio co-hosts, aren't we? We're like, we'll save it for when we go live. So I'm dying to hear all your news. I've obviously been listening to Dish. I heard a goodbye to producer Claire. So you obviously have some major life updates for us. And before we get into it, welcome back to all the Soul Sisters. Hope you're well. It's been so lovely bumping into you, running with you, seeing you out and about. And we're so happy to be back.
You do have a serious cohort of running Soul Sisters, don't you?
We're an army at this point.
You really are. Like, that's what I've definitely been tuning into since I spoke to you last. How many places you are in the world, and have you got your trainers on? And those incredible, like, sort of, are they like, you can tell me all about them, but they are luminous, and you put them on your legs.
Socks?
Yeah, socks.
You know, I didn't really feel like I had much of a place as a runner. You know, we hear this all the time. I'm not a runner. I don't belong there. So I was showing up to all these half marathons, but I wasn't dressing like a runner because I felt like it's kind of like I wasn't fast enough, or I didn't belong in with the real cool running stuff like the glasses and the socks. This year, I'm like, I'm getting those luminous pink socks. I'm getting those cool running glasses. And yeah, I may be a slow runner, but I'm a runner.
I saw you in those pictures on Instagram and I thought, Marathon Barbie. That's who you are. That's who you've turned into. Well, look, when I was putting together all my bits and pieces here, I was stuck between taking you back to like working chronologically or how do I update you? So how do you want it?
I want the biggest news first.
Okay, yeah. Well, let's go back to Dish then. I am gainfully unemployed after leaving Dish podcast after 3 years.
Okay. And how do you feel when you wake up in the morning?
At the moment, fearful, a little bit overwhelmed. I'm caught between being quite aware of perimenopausal symptoms. So like quite a bit of brain fog. And my symptoms have kind of moved on. So they've moved on from the night sweats because I've started taking HRT. So I'm taking estrogen. So I'm feeling really good. Like my moods have stabilized. I'm not sweating in bed as much. But other things are starting to happen now. And actually women who are slightly older than me are a really good reference point for that. So like 47, 48, 40. I'm 44. So I'm speaking to women who are just slightly older than me, and they're saying things like, the anxiety or the forgetfulness. I was before we started, I was telling you I'd left the milk at the front door. Mm. I was like, I swear to God, there was milk in the fridge. Where is it? And I'd gone out looking for Vivian and there was the milk. So there's a lot of that going on. So that is bleeding into my experience of unemployment a little bit.
Yeah. So you were made just for any new soul sisters, because we put the call out each season that if anyone wants to start the journey with us in this season, welcome along. So you worked on one of the biggest podcasts in the UK. You live in London. And the time had come after a few seasons for you to leave the podcast.
Yeah. So we launched it in June 2022. And as is the case for many people, sadly, at the moment, there's a lot of redundancies going on in the world, in the working world. And so in October, we discovered that sadly, this was going to be our situation also. So I guess digesting it and feeling all the feelings was something that I was really keen to do. I also life coach on the side. So I was like, right, Solan, you can't like get a buy into the next round here. You have to go through this in order to really come out the other side and have learned the lessons. So we found out in October, and I guess the toughest time was that January to March time. So I finished on the 31st of March. Truly and honestly, that is a rough time for any of us in the world. That period, yeah. That's 3 months. Those first 3 months of the year are pretty tough. And so there were times, there were things I did in those 3 months in order to help me to deal with what I was going through. But the overriding feeling, I guess, was one of doom, like impending doom.
Mm.
And the final day of the record coincided, for any astrology fans out there, with eclipse season in March. So there was a lunar eclipse, I believe, on the 13th or 14th and 14th of March. And I did my last record on Dish on the 13th of March. When I tell you, now, listen, we all know, anyone who knows me well at this stage as a soul sister, you know the tears are never far away and I embrace them. I know for me, tears are healing, not hurt. And I think if you can cry in the moment and react and process emotion when it comes up, it's actually very healthy for you. And it means that you probably won't have any sort of repeat emotional episodes if you can do it in right there and then. Problem was, I wrapped up and Jade from Little Mix is the episode that we did. It was our final episode. And in the middle of Jade, my lower lip started to go.
No.
Just that, like, it, knowing my colleague Tom, my boss Tom, gave me a squeeze before we started and that was it. Like, I just could then feel the emotion of it. I was like, this is the last time I'm going to stand in Nick's eyeline, watching the two of them, directing the podcast and enjoying Dish from this vantage point. So at the end of the episode, I had to run to the toilet. I was bawling my eyes out, like, oh my God, I'm thinking of it now, guttural tears, you know, like proper, like, these people were my family and we got, like, we created such a fun, vibey place to be every week with this podcast and my heart and soul was in it. And to think that I had to leave was like, it was really tough, but they had planned a lovely send off for me. So, yeah.
Jerry said something recently. Think about the song One Moment in Time. And I think you had one moment in time with Dish, but I think sometimes the universe comes along and just has to actually physically move your shoulders in a different direction if you don't do it yourself. And I think Dish, it was such a beautiful moment in time for you, but I think the world is ready for more of you in a different way.
Yeah. And look, I said that to myself. Dish, by the way, for fans of Dish, Dish is continuing and the team that are making it are excellent. So it will be exactly as is, minus my drain pipe laughter in the background. But I know enough about life at this stage to know that if I was supposed to still be there, I would.
And that, interesting.
Folks, that's true of everything. So if you can look at your own life now, listening to me talk about this situation, has something come to an end and left you feeling aghast, aggrieved, you know,
angry,
sad, you know, just sit with it for a moment. Just sit with it and don't necessarily seek anybody else's counsel. This is what I found crucial about this situation. I didn't do a lot of talking to people outside of my closest circle about how I was feeling, because let's face it, we want each other to be okay, and all for each other, but also for ourselves. It's very difficult to meet people emotionally when they're upset, and you're kind of like, "Oh, I'll be fine. You'll get something else. Don't worry." And maybe you're not ready to hear that part of the story yet. So if anything has gone wrong in your life, trust. There is a dark time ahead for you to get through it. But on the other side, you will say to yourself, see, I was actually done there. And I had my fingers in my ears or my hands over my eyes pretending that I wasn't. You're right. This was a great time for me. I learned so much. And I look back with the fondest of memories, but now it's on to the next thing.
Yeah, and the word allow. I have been saying that to myself so much this year. So allow for something to end. Allow for the new chapter. Allow for the new experience. And this comes back to every time I go on a new Good Glow trip, like to the Swiss Alps, to New York, wherever we may be going next. I find it really hard to let go of the last experience with the last group, because it's so fresh in my mind usually. I have made such great friendships and I have such great memories that often I find myself trying to recreate the experience instead of allowing the new experience to happen.
Whoa, that's huge. That's huge.
So I had to say to myself when I landed in Manhattan in March, allow this new experience, allow it to become all it can be by me surrendering. And by me embracing the unknown, the fear, the challenge, the overwhelm of all these new faces, but allowing myself to see the beauty of a new experience each and every time. And it happens in every city. And once I do that, the experience becomes its own unique, amazing experience.
The one thing I always feel about group trips, retreats, anything like this that happens, there is a reason. Beyond like a cosmic reason why these people, why we have been gathered in a certain city at a certain time, and that destiny cannot take place if you are, imagine, running the marathon staring at the road instead of taking in Manhattan for all its glory.
Yeah. Then that's when you can see the magic.
Totally. You know? I said yesterday to somebody, I am redundant. And they were like, okay. And then they were like, God, that kind of sounds different to being like made redundant, because I'm enjoying now the redundancy. So I have a package of money. I have a good bit of money in my account. And I like that. Don't want to rush into getting another job so that more money ends up in my account. Like if I don't have this time to close one door and see what opens ahead of me, then I might miss the magic. And then a little bit of good news, because I do have a new job.
What?
I'm going to be producing a radio program.
In the UK.
Yeah. So obviously I was working in radio before I went out and did Dish for 3 years. Now I'm back in radio. And on the 3rd of May, I'm going to be launching Zoe Ball's new weekend show on Radio 2.
Sorry. Zoe Ball.
Zoe Ball.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. She has just finished up 5 years on Breakfast and The Breakfast Show. And now she's going to be back on a Saturday afternoon from 1 until 3. And it's going to be me and her in studio.
That is so perfect because it's not a full time Monday to Friday. It's Saturday afternoons.
Exactly.
Oh my God, I love it.
So it's a little bit of work and an awful lot of entertainment. So that is my biggest news story for you, Soul Sisters.
Great news. I'm glad you didn't tell me before we came on. Okay, so I wanted to tell you, Jamie, we went to Cornwall. Did you see that in January?
Yes, I did see that.
So we went to Cornwall. Jamie was doing an ultra at the UTMB. Pia, how many kilometres did Daddy run in the ultra? No idea.
There's Jay's biggest supporters, 1 and 2 there. Tally! Tally! How many?
It could have been 60.
Could have been.
Right. But myself and Pia and Tal had an amazing time because we just spent the weekend in our robes just tracking him online. And we went out to the finish line and it was amazing. But our friends came up the other day, Rich and Laura, our daughters, our friends. That's how we met. And Rich and Laura came to New York with us the first year. He is unbelievable. He did the 200 mile UTMB in Cornwall the same weekend. But they came up to the house the other day and we were laughing because we were both in Cornwall for the, both couples in Cornwall for the weekend. Guess how many times we saw each other?
I would say like once.
Zero. Yes. They came up and they said, guys, like we were talking about going to Cornwall, all the things we were going to do. We were staying across the road from each other. We saw each other zero times. And I said to Laura, is this an ideal couple's holiday in your 40s? Let's go away together, but not meet up when we get there. So the reason that we didn't actually end up seeing each other was because she was going out like every 10 miles or whatever to give him food and make sure he was still standing. So at the end, we had all these intentions, you know, on the last night to meet up for a few beers. Of course, Rich finished his 200 miles and collapsed in bed afterwards. And we had such a laugh about that. But they came up the other day and I had to drop Pia off. I said, why don't you guys come for dinner and a few drinks? And we said, yeah, perfect. We all got out our calendars, okay? And we went, what date is it? It's the 17th of April, 19th of April.
19th of April, yeah.
Guess when we're having dinner?
November.
We are having dinner on the 14th of June. So we spent 10 minutes going through this Fridays and Saturdays and we got to June. And I was like, how insane is life at the moment that the next time we can see our friends is in June? And that's one set of friends. I mean, I mightn't see Audrey at this point till September.
Yeah. What are you doing on Fridays and Saturdays? Or are you just one of those people who, and I've come across them at work a lot in the last couple of years, who block out, oh, you're in a meeting. I'm in your calendar trying to put a meeting in. And then they're like, oh, you know, that's not actually a meeting. It's just like, just block them out just so people don't take them. Is that
well,
you?
What happened was Rich was on my shoulder and he was looking at my calendar and I was going, no. And he's like, Georgie, your calendar is blank. I was like, it's all in there, Rich. It's all in my head.
So you're that person who goes, so someone says to you, what about the 26th of April? And you're like, there's 26th of April. Hang on. There's definitely something. Hang on. No, there's something on the 26th. Next one.
Do you remember we did that last year? You were like the 7th of June. I was like this, 7th of June. Oh yeah, Jamie's birthday. So that if anyone's looking for me on the 14th of June, I'm not available. I'm having a barbecue.
And obviously you couldn't do the 7th of June because...
Jamie's birthday,
yeah. You Huge thank you to Colgate Max White Ultra for supporting Soul Sisters this season. Unlike regular whitening toothpastes that only remove surface stains, Colgate Max White Ultra's clinically proven unique formula not only goes beyond the surface to detect and safely remove stains, but it also deeply whitens teeth in just 3 days. And it's also enamel safe for daily use. Colgate Max White Ultra's whitening technology is backed by science and dental professionals as a product that actually works. Colgate helps us and our soul sisters to feel radiant, confident and empowered in those important life moments where we want to smile like we mean it. So, Georgie, you know the drill. What's got you smiling this week?
So I don't go out very often, but when a lovely invitation comes through the post, I will look forward to that day. So I am going to the VIP Style Awards, and it got me thinking about how differently I prep for something like that in 2025 to how I might have prepped for something in my 20s. So in my 20s, maybe 1 or 2 days before I would go to something, I'd be like, okay, fake tan, hairspray, makeup, and I just pile it all on and go to this event. Whereas now, when I have something in the diary, I like to prepare for it from the inside out. So now, instead of like the fake tan, makeup and hairspray, I'm about hydration, like skin, teeth. How can I show up as the healthiest version of myself and not putting the mask on? So I've started dry brushing, which I'll tell you more about next week. Drinking my electrolytes, lots of water, my AG1, my Simproof. And I've been using, of course, Colgate Max White Ultra because I want to have white teeth, glowing skin, and I just want to feel good when I show up to the event. Mm-hmm. And I just thought it was so interesting that the version of me in my 20s, which was manic and last minute, and that's how I prepared, was just to put on a mask. Whereas this version of me in my 40s has a much more kind of mindful approach to an event.
It's all about longevity, isn't it? Not a quick fix. Right, Colgate is the only brand that targets both surface stains and deep stains, making the technology in Ultra even more unique. Go try it for yourself.
Let's get on to Rory McIlroy, will we?
As I was talking to a guy the other day, and he was like, we were talking about McIlroy. I was like, ah, oh, and he was like, and he did his best not to win that. Literally right until the 18th hole, but fair play to him, you know. McIlroy, I must say, as somebody who kind of got the ick after the Caroline Wozniacki thing and the way he unceremoniously finished that engagement when the invites to their wedding went out, I was just like, I don't know who this guy is. And actually, I think now, having watched a lot of him on Full Swing, which is the Netflix fly on the wall doc about golf, the guy himself doesn't know who he is. And that's why he had as many years out in the wilderness, I think, on the golf course as he did without the wins, because he, you know, there was a lot of turmoil and stuff. And I think he gives himself a really hard time. And then he presses panic, like he presses the eject button. So obviously, if you're watching Full Swing, that you would have seen them talk about the fact that, you know, he had actually filed for divorce this time last year from his wife, in like what was obviously just another panic move. But thankfully they stayed together, worked through it. And actually, I would say, from a coaching perspective, a life coaching perspective, I would say Rory McIlroy has won the Masters because he has had the benefit of a year of probably really good therapy and love with his wife.
I'm going to put this one to you as well. I watched Full Swing. Obviously, I can never watch a game of golf ever without thinking of you now shouting in an American accent to get in the hole. So I think that through Full Swing, people got to know Rory. And obviously, there's so many people in the world that absolutely adored him. It's probably like people on the outskirts of golf, like me and you, that were like, what's his buzz like? Because we were reading stupid headlines, you know, on Page Six. But I think, what if like his feedback from Full Swing was so positive and people really started to get on Team Rory, you know, around the world, not just in the golfing community. And he felt like an acceptance And he was able to be confident on Sunday or over the weekend and step into that winning mindset.
So I think I recognised a real leadership quality in Rory McIlroy from watching Full Swing. And particularly it came up when that, getting into the weeds a little bit here now on the golf, but when some players decided to leave the PGA and join LIV, that new league that was set up for like astronomical money. He really stood his ground on that. And he was like, he's a purist. And he was, you know, he was the voice, I guess, of the PGA. And people started to really see him and respect him in that sense. And then you'll see in series three of Full Swing, people are like, Rory, Rory, Rory. So everybody was really getting behind him.
That's you and your mum.
Exactly.
I've been looking up his daily routine.
Oh, good. So, okay.
Yeah, and I think we should study people this season. So okay. It's Victoria Beckham's birthday. She's 51 this week. So I'm going to do her routine next week on the podcast. But Rory McIlroy's daily routine gets up at 5:30. At 6:30, he's in the gym. At 7:30 is a larger breakfast and a smoothie. At 9:00, he's on the golf course. He's lunch at 12. Back for golf till 4:00. And at 4:45, he's back in the gym. At 6:30, he has dinner. And he always has a glass of red wine after his dinner. And he's in bed by 10:30.
That's an interesting routine. That doesn't leave, and watch me as the single woman saying this, that doesn't leave much room, I suppose, for parenting or anything like that. There's no school runs in there or... Is there...
No, but he seems like a good dad, doesn't he?
Ah, yeah. He loves that. She looks shy, actually, the little one. But I suppose you would do if there's the eyes of the world are on you. But yeah, look, what would I take from that routine? Do you know what I would take from that routine? Getting up that early really does give you a super start on a day.
Yeah. And I was telling you this during the week that I'm in a real bad, I just can't. Since Tali is born, I cannot get up early anymore.
Interesting. The addition of the number two?
I think it's because I feel like if I get up, she's going to get up and then we're just facing into a really long day. So I try to just let her sleep. And she's a good little sleeper. Like she'll sleep till 7:30, 8:00. So I'm kind of taking that at the moment. But it's creating a sense of unease in me, a little bit of frustration with myself and a feeling that I'm not quite living the way I want to be living right now.
I've written this down in my notes. I heard something that's kind of that sort of informs this a little bit. Habits automate us. Rituals animate us. So the habit of getting out of bed early versus the ritual of getting out of bed early. So if you're thinking about getting up early, it's like getting up early and starting my day, or in a ritual sense, you're getting up early. So you're getting a couple of hours or an hour even before the kids wake up. You're going to have your cup of cacao or your cup of tea. You're going to have a nice quick shower, or you're going to do some journaling or a little bit of meditation. Like making a ritual out of your morning gives you the opportunity to live your day in a different way, I think.
Even you describing it, it's like a 5-star retreat. Thinking about doing that, thinking about getting up before my house wakes up and sneaking into the kitchen and feeling grateful, you know, for the morning, to be alive, just to have that opportunity to feel that.
Yeah.
It's everything that I want right now, but I just am really struggling to get there.
Is Tali in your bedroom?
Yes.
Is she on your side of the bed? I think that's also a yes, obviously.
Yeah.
Is there any way you could move her cot over to Jamie's side so you could maybe sneak out of the room before?
Yeah, we're kind of in a transition period now of getting her into her own room. Mm-hmm. And I'm ready for that.
Kind of.
I think putting it into my conscious mind, saying it out loud, holding myself accountable and actually beginning a new month for me or a new chapter is, so I'm finished The Good Glow now and I'm into Soul Sisters. And I think that's going to be a real good opportunity for me to do it. So I've been thinking so much about, so this is actually my recommends this week. So let's go into recommends. So what I'm thinking for recommends is, I'm recommending for anybody out there and for myself to have a more mindful May. So I think we are going through this year at an, I don't know about you, I just feel like it's going so quickly. Mm-hmm. I need an opportunity to stop and take stock, because before I know it, it's September and then, sure, Jesus, we're on the countdown to Christmas. And I have a dinner to get to in November with Audrey.
And we have a the last show, the last Christmas show in the concert.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
So I want to take May to stop.
Yeah.
To start incorporating self-care practices, a morning ritual like you suggested. Mm. Love it. And just get on the same page with myself. Take this opportunity, because I can't keep waiting for it to just happen or stumble across my path. I need to make it happen. So May, a lot of M's there, making it happen, mindful May. I'm going to write down everything I want, and I'm going to make room for it, and I'm going to come up with a plan and just get present and mindful in May.
I think I can hard relate to everything you're saying. Like I had, I don't know, like I knew I was going to be losing my job this year. So I don't know if you can say I really had high hopes for this year, but I knew that there was going to be a lot of change happening. I would say if you were to look at a curve at the moment, I'm at the bottom of the curve. Like, and there is optimism coming, but I need to galvanize and really motivate myself to get up the top of the curb. And I'm not there at the moment. I'm sort of languishing, a bit like the weather. Sometimes it's warm, sometimes it's cold. And that's distracting me. The am I good today? Am I okay today? So every 2 Saturdays a month, I do a life coaching class with my guru in India. And I was on the Zoom this morning and he was like, bar nothing, meditation, bar nothing. Always come back to that mindfulness or meditation to yourself. When in doubt, in times of struggle, that is the answer, bar none. And I sat there this morning and I just took it in and I thought, right, where are the times, where are the places in my day or my evening where I'm stealing the opportunity from myself to have a good next day? And where I'm at the moment is I've just finished White Lotus. And so I'm in that sort of streaming state of mind where the new episode in 5 seconds, go on, sure, I'll watch another one. And that then keeps me up until 10:45, 10:45, 11:30. And then that ruins your opportunity to get up early in the next day. So if you need to hear this, get yourself to bed a little bit earlier. Go to bed with the kids or just get yourself to bed with a good book. And then say to yourself, I'm going to just try it. I'm just going to leave the Netflix for one night. And I'm going to just literally try this out and see how it works.
Oh, I love it. I have written down here acupuncture, hot Pilates, which I've never tried before, and meditation.
Hot Pilates. I do that. It's really good.
So is that like, do you remember that yoga thing you brought me to years ago and I nearly died?
Yeah.
Is it like that, but Pilates?
Exactly. Yeah. So mine is a kind of it's a Pilates principles and HIIT. So it's quite an intensive class. So you're sweating a lot, but actually I've also done foundational or fundamental Pilates in the heat and it's lovely. It's really, really nice.
Okay, I'm going to check it out. Okay, so what's your recommend?
Well, I mentioned a book there. Hold on a second. Wait a minute. A book. The book I mentioned at the top of the show is my recommends this week. I was traveling to, I can't remember if it was, I was going to Portugal in late January, Sarah Shannon's yoga retreat, or was I going to India in February? But I was in the airport and I saw a book and I thought, I'm going to get that for me ma. My mum and I have this lovely thing going on at the moment. We're like, we're in a book club with two. So what I'll do is I bought this book for her while I was in the airport, and I sent it to her, or gave it to her actually when I saw her, and then she posted it back to me to read. Cute. So the OG Soul Sister gives this 5 stars, and I do too. This is perhaps something we've talked about before on this show. The Gift by Edith Eger. Edith was in Auschwitz, and she has documented her time in Auschwitz. Her parents were killed. And she says that in her darkest moments, she discovered actually that it was her mind that was keeping her imprisoned, as opposed to the memories of actually being in hell, in Auschwitz. This this book, since her time in Auschwitz, she went on to become like a thought leader, a psychotherapist, and you know, people like Brené Brown, Oprah, Nicole LaPera have all given this really good ratings. But in this, she has stories about some of her clients to illustrate the issues and problems that we face in life, and then her advice around them. So it's called The Gift, A Survivor's Journey to Freedom. Brilliant. And you know what's nice about it? You can read a few pages before bed each night. That will get you to where you need to be before sleep.
Nice. Love it, Claire.
So Georgie and I will often say in a season four, like in between seasons of Soul Sisters, I put so much aside on Instagram and I never revisit it. So let's have a look, shall we? Oh, do you know what I saved? Robbie Williams thing.
Yeah, really good.
Robbie Williams, basically, well, you probably maybe seen it in the news now, but if you haven't, go to Robbie Williams' Instagram and just read. He's given a really candid account of what it feels like to be him in public. Shocking.
He's a lovely way with words. Okay, what I saved on Instagram this week was, how do I get my supermarket basil to look like this? And it's like a 4 foot tree. Sometimes it hurts my heart to go on holidays and leave my little pot of basil behind, because I know when I come home, it's just going to be dead.
Does Shivy not look after it for you?
Well, I can't get her to call into my house to water my basil on top of mine and my kids. Okay, so the basil trick. Never water the soil, only water the saucer.
Okay.
So you're hydrating it from the bottom up. Always keep the saucer full and never pluck. Always trim the stem just above the leaf. So you can get yourself a big pot, put your little basil from the supermarket in there, and see how you get on, because this girl has a 4 foot basil tree.
I'm actually going to do that this week because I have been using a lot of basil lately.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Like in what?
I've been throwing it into, do you know what I've been putting on? I've been putting cucumber, tomato and red onion and some garlic and some olive oil into like a little food processor, whizzing it up.
Ooh.
And having it, nice. Having it like with my dinner. It's delicious.
Oh, gorgeous. I know other people as well. They kind of have a dish and they put like mint, basil, parsley and loads of like really high quality extra virgin olive oil and then just have it on stuff.
Mmm, delish.
I have a little gay crasher.
Who is it?
To the party.
Tally.
There's Tally.
Hi, Tally. Hello.
Say hello.
Hello. Nice, sweet, nice baby.
So that's it from the first episode of this season of Soul Sisters. And don't forget, Colgate Max White Ultra is now half price in Tesco until the 2nd of June. Thank you so much, Claire. It's been amazing to hear your news.
It's really good to be back. See you, gals.
Bye.
Bye.